Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Welcome to NBA Today, presented by ESPN Bet.
Start our show today with Warriors forward Draymond Green, who was ejected from last night's game against the Suns for this swing on Jusuf Nurkić. It was in the third quarter. It was the third time this season that Green has been ejected, the last leading to a five-game suspension. He served that in mid-November. Welcome to NBA Today, presented by ESPN Bet, here with Zach Lowe, with Kendrick Perkins, Brian Windhorst, and our senior NBA insider, Adrian Wojnarowski. Woj, do we expect Draymond to be suspended here, and if so, for how many games?
Malika, certainly based on my conversations today and based on the obvious, what everybody could see, that Draymond Green will be suspended, whether that's today or sometime tomorrow ahead of Thursday's game in L.A. But the question is, how long will he be suspended for? He is coming off a recent five-game suspension. And now, you know, the question for the league is, are they comparing what happened last night against Phoenix, you know, the swipe to Jusuf Nurkić, are they comparing it to the act with Rudy Gobert? Or are they just looking at, again, another repeat offense? And that's a big part of how the league determines penalties are repeat offenses. And Draymond Green certainly leads the league in those, leads this era in those. And I think for the Warriors, I think they are certainly bracing for the fact that they're going to be without Draymond Green again, and certainly maybe for an extended period, twice now in a very short period.
Yeah, at this point, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of just how long. Woj, please stick around. I do want to hear, though, directly from Draymond Green immediately after the game.
As you know, I'm not one to apologize for things I meant to do, but I do apologize to you, sir, because I didn't intend to hit him. I sell calls with my arms. I don't fall or to sell a call, not proper. So I was just selling the car because he was grabbing me and pulling my hip back. So I spun away, and unfortunately, I hit him. Of course, I need to be there for us to win. I understand that, which is why I haven't been arguing with refs since I've been back. I haven't done any of those things because I do understand that. You know, I haven't gotten into it with any players since I've been back because I do understand that. Unfortunately, bad luck. Trying to draw a foul, and I made contact with him. But this ain't those same things.
I don't know, man. I was behind the play. I don't think what's going on with him. I don't know. Personally, I feel like that brother needed help. And I'm glad he not try to choke me. But at the same time, it had nothing to do with basketball, man. Like, I'm just out there trying to play basketball. You know, they're swinging. I think we saw that often. But hope he, you know, whatever he got in his life, get better.
Okay, Brian, so seeing the swing, hearing from Draymond here, hearing from Jusuf Nurkić here, what's your reaction?
Yeah, so I'm sure the league will talk to Draymond before coming to conclusion about what they're going to do here, and I hope he doesn't take the same tack there, because saying this was bad luck I don't think is going to fly. As Woj mentioned, he's a repeat offender, and the last two times he was suspended, which, sad to say, were within this calendar year, the league announced that his suspension was worsened by the fact that he had a number of incidents in his past. So when you figure that, frankly, just about every player in the league who would do something like this and get a warrant a flagrant two foul would probably face a suspension. There's going to be a Draymond Green multiplier effect. Those are basically the words of Joe Dumars the last two times he's suspended him. So the question really becomes, do they just sort of stick with handling this situation, or do they want to try to send some sort of message? That's, I'm sure, what's dominated conversation today in New York with Adam Silver and Joe Dumars, amongst other league officials. This is obviously something that is very troubling. Draymond doesn't get the benefit of the doubt. What he's basically asking for, and it was interesting, Malika, he wasn't initially going to talk. It was initially announced he wasn't going to talk.
Okay.
And then he changed his mind, apparently, and decided to come to the press conference.
Yep.
I think to argue his position, basically what he asked for was the benefit of the doubt. We're long past benefit of the doubt with Draymond. He's not getting it.
Look, if he gets suspended for a significant number of games.
Significant number being?
If it's four or five, okay. Something yep. like the Gobert one. He's going to come back, and by the time he comes back, he will have either been ejected or suspended from literally half their games this season. I mean, that just cannot happen to a player this valuable and this good. And to me, my first reaction was shock and then sadness as it reverberated around the Clippers game last night that I was at. And I thought what was striking to me was you look at the reaction of the Clippers coach, of the Warriors coaches on the bench. It happened right in front of them. You look at Steve Kerr's very clipped comments after the game.
Yeah.
You even look at Draymond just jogging off the floor.
There's saying, I haven't even seen a replay, no comment.
There's just a resignation at this point. There are no more full-throated defenses. There's not even like a mini defense. It's just an exhausted organization, an exhausted reaction. And it's just sad that we've reached a point where a Hall of Fame level player, a multiple-time All-NBA level player, the greatest defensive player in the league since Kevin Garnett, is going to be at least half remembered for handicapping his team by being unavailable due to violent acts. It's just, I was resigned and sad, and I think the Warriors' resignation was very, very telling.
You know what happens, right, when you have a troubled kid that hate going to school? You know what happened when that kid actually gets to school? You know what he do? He's going to act out because he don't want to be there, so he want to get sent home. That's what we're witnessing right now with Draymond Green. Draymond Green don't want to play the game of basketball right now, and his mind is not there for whatever reason. I have my reasons. One, he can't accept the fact that his game is on the decline, okay, offensively and defensively. Draymond Green, not only did he used to bark, but he used to have a bite behind it. Now he's not barking. Now he's not biting. It's all bark. And what he's starting to realize is that bullying tactics is not working anymore with these young fellas, okay? Think about it. He went at Donovan Mitchell, he didn't back down. Went at Anthony Edwards, he didn't back down. So now all of a sudden, Draymond is in a place where it's like, where do I fit in at?
Right.
How can I make an impact on the game? And it's coming to this uncanny behavior right here, right? This stupid behavior right here that has no place in the game for basketball. Now, stay with me, Malika, for a second, and Zach. Here's the thing about Draymond. Bob Myers left. We know how tight Bob Myers and Draymond Green was. So who is the person? And it doesn't have to be in the Warriors organization, but who is the person that is going to call or pull Draymond to the side and say, hey, bro, you tripping, that he actually respect? I don't believe it's Steve Kerr. Not saying he don't respect Steve Kerr. I don't think it's Steph Curry. Why I don't think it's Steph Curry? For the simple fact he's not a vocal type of guy. Occasionally we hear him speak on that. But Rich Paul, LeBron, Draymond look up to you guys. Might want to tell him what he needs to hear right now before his legacy be known as a guy that is going out like this than a guy that was a defensive player of the year. Four-time NBA champion, two-time Olympic winner, right? Like, that's what Draymond Green want to be defined as. And right now, if his career ended today, that's not how people would view him.
He's still all those things, but now he's also this. And they share the first paragraph in his legacy, career write-up, whatever. I mentioned the resignation of the Warriors being telling last night. I think you nailed it, Perk. Like, Rudy Gobert clowned him. Clowned Draymond, flamed him in his postgame comments. Donovan Mitchell didn't care. Yusuf Nurkic just straight up chuckled last night. Like, man, I'm glad he didn't choke me. And a little smile ran across his face. It reminds me a little bit of when, remember Draymond said to Paul Pierce, they don't love you like that, and kind of made fun of him, like, you're not getting the farewell tour. It's like this generation of players is starting to treat him like that. Like, man, we're not even reacting anymore to this stuff. It's very telling.
I don't think it'll define his legacy, though.
I don't think it'll
define his legacy.
He'll
still be remembered. No, I think he'll be very much remembered as one of the great defensive players.
No question.
He's got four rings.
It's just the question if it's
what
first
I do
or second
think
sentence
is interesting. Yeah.
Go ahead.
But when did?
I do think it's interesting, though. The Warriors just gave him $100 million. They gave him $100 million like a couple of months ago. So, you know, whatever happens to them, they agreed to stay in this deal.
But when? Didn't he ask you a question? We're not saying this is going to define his legacy. I'm going to give you an example. Now, completely two different players, but you look at a player like Rasheed Wallace, okay? And you think about the first thing that comes to mind when you think about Rasheed or the worldview Rasheed, we think about technical fouls. We think about a rough rider. We don't think about one of the most skilled power forwards to ever touch the damn basketball. And it's wrong, but that's the perception that Rasheed left us with. So that's the example. I'm not saying it's going to define his legacy. I'm just saying the way he's going out, that's what people are going to remember him as.
Welch, go ahead.
I think how he's remembered by lots of different people. People are remembered in different ways by different people over time. I think that's a lot less important than the time that Draymond Green has with this group that is still trying to contend for an NBA championship around Steph Curry. And this doesn't resemble right. anything of a contender right now. But, you know, Perk mentioned all of those people around Draymond Green, from Bob Myers to his agent to teammates. These are not new conversations with Draymond Green. These are not new actions. All of these people presumably have been having these conversations with Draymond Green for a very long time. I think you just get to a point, and I think the Warriors have to be at that point, where you just accept that this is what comes with Draymond Green. For all the great play, this is going to be part of it. And the idea that it's probably going to change after all these years, it probably isn't. But this has been an organization that has been willing to live with that and willing to give Draymond Green another $100 million contract in the offseason, knowing that.
Yeah, because Draymond has been talked about. That's the spark, the fire behind Draymond Green. It's just whether or not that's at a tipping point, that it's still within reason, that it's still where, because at the end of the day, Woj, and you know this, Draymond Green has to be available in order for the Warriors to get what they need to get out of him. And so to Woj's point about what Golden State needs now, they still need Draymond Green. And Perk, you took to social media last night and you said free Steph on social media. Woo, what did you mean by that?
Free him from all the BS that's around him, right? You think about the situation with Klay Thompson in the front office and their contract tension, right, that they have. You look at Andrew Wiggins, who's playing this year like he don't give a damn about playing the game of basketball. Okay, you're watching a guy in Draymond Green that is not reliable, that is acting out of character, that is doing the most, that are costing you games, embarrassing the franchise, embarrassing the league. Steph don't deserve this. Steph is giving us great basketball. Steph have more basketball, great basketball to give us. We cannot waste Steph Curry valuable time while he's still here.
Steph Curry can still be the best player on a championship team. That's the part that Perk is talking about. That's what makes this all the more sad, all the more frustrating, is this guy is still the guy, and the team around him is currently dysfunctional. When you say free Steph, though, Perk, like, I just don't even know what they can do.
Right.
Because you're talking about Wiggins. That's 4 years left on his contract. Draymond has 4 years left on his contract. The rest of the league is watching all this happen. Like, it's not like there's going to be a huge demand for that. Klay is a $43 million expiring contract. They're going to try to get creative around the trade deadline because they know we've got a guy, the guy who's been the foundation of everything we've built here,
yep.
Steph Curry, is still that good, and we are failing him. I just don't know what the solutions are.
Sure. Woj, before we go to break here, are the Warriors in a situation where they need to look to fix this within what they already have, or is there pieces, moves that they can make?
Well, you know, Zach said it, certainly, you know, but when you get to the trade deadline, you know, you have to, you're always weighing risk reward. And if you look at the standings and you're trying to be, and you're being honest with yourself as an organization and you're not a contender, you know, then you have to ask yourself, does it make sense to trade young players, to trade draft assets, to chase something that isn't there anymore? This team and this group, I think, and this coaching staff has to show management and ownership that by the trade deadline, they have righted this. They have become more careful with the basketball. They have stopped fouling. They have made themselves available for games, because you get to a point where it just doesn't make sense. There are only so many moves to make, so many assets you have to make them. And I think the Warriors have to believe they're a legit contender to really go in and make some risks with the few assets they do have.
This is a $400 million payroll, including luxury taxes. $400 million. million. They have got to handle their business for what they're being paid. Their solution is within. And if they can't handle it from within, it's not going to get handled. Bottom line.
Got to handle it from within. For now, though, we wait to hear what the suspension for Draymond Green will be. We are not done, though, talking about the Golden State Warriors. Still to come on NBA Today, there is a long list, right, of issues in the Bay. But will Draymond's flagrant foul be the moment that sinks this Warriors season? We discuss. Plus, guys, it wasn't just Draymond who got the boot last night. Why it took only one whistle for Nikola Jokic to hit the showers early, and it was Serbian Heritage Night, no less? I mean, come on. And did the Lakers have a Luka problem? The Mavs, they take another game from Los Angeles. Why LeBron and AD, they're having trouble stopping Luka. That's coming up next. Don't go anywhere. You're watching NBA Today.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code PARLAY and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code PARLAY. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
NBA Today is presented by ESPN Bet, the official sports book of ESPN.
Zach, I got a fun fact for you.
You do?
Did you know Chicago has the most Serbians of any city outside Belgrade? So you know that the crowd, they were juiced about Nikola Jokic, right? His only trip to the United Center this year, but it was short-lived because Jokic was ejected late in the second quarter for yelling toward an official. It looked like he was looking for a foul call there. He received one technical foul, was sent to the locker room. Crowd in Chicago booed. It's the second road game Jokic has been ejected from this season, including a game in Detroit. Here's Nikola.
It is what it is. I'm just happy that we didn't play in Serbia this game. It's going to be really fun to see how it ended. You know, so it was interesting, you know. It is what it is. Some guys can say whatever. I think sometimes what I said is not even a technical, so it is what it is.
Okay, so here's what crew chief Mark Lindsay told a reporter on Jokic's ejection. Quote, Jokic was ejected after one technical foul because he directed profane language at the official that by our standards warranted an ejection. We don't typically publicly get into exactly what the player said, but the language reached the standard for an ejection. We know what he said, right? MF-er is what he said. Your reaction, Zach, to the quick ejection.
Here's my statement. I'm going to release an official statement in response to the NBA statement. That's what I say to that statement.
How do you spell that?
Yeah, I don't know how you spell it. But I'll tell you this. I'm married to someone from the former Yugoslavia.
Yep.
They think that word is bad. Serbians really know how to curse. Serbian curse words are detailed and long, and that word is nothing. And here's the thing. If you're going to eject a star player on Serbian night.
Finals MVP.
For something that he says.
Yep.
It's got to be, it can't just be a generic curse word. It's got to be something that's like personal or over the line inappropriate.
Sure.
You can't eject, give him a technical, warn him, and move on.
Brian?
This is, no way was this a star treatment. I mean, he definitely probably deserved a tech, but heck, see, even Scott Foster gives Chris Paul two technicals before he throws them out. It's very rare to see a one-tech ejection, and for a one-tech ejection based on that to the reigning finals MVP, No, unacceptable, very disappointing.
Unacceptable is absolutely the word. I am with both of you on that one. All right, let's stick in the West here. The Clippers, they blew out the Kings last night. Yes, it was the second night of a back-to-back for the Kings, but the Clips led by as many as 33 points en route to a 119-99 win in Los Angeles. Kawhi Leonard recorded his third straight 30-point game, tied for his second longest streak since joining the Clippers. And don't look now, but Los Angeles, they've won five straight games, the longest streak in the NBA. And since Terrence Mann replaced Russell Westbrook in the starting lineup, that was November 17th, remember? The Clippers, they've won 10 of 13 games, the third best record in the NBA, and they're holding their opponents to just 44% from the field over that span. As we say hello to the one and only Chinua Achebe. Chinua, what are you chalking this turnaround up to?
One, Kawhi Leonard being healthy. And I think as someone who has dealt with injuries, when you're able to play through those nicks and knacks and uncomfortability,
yeah,
you know what I'm trying to say.
Yes.
My point is just that he's been able to reach his heights again. He's combined for, what, 106 points in his last three games. So, one, it's Kawhi just going berserk and being who we all know he is. And then also it's the rotations. Like you mentioned, Terrence Mann in the starting lineup has helped. Russ immediately had that level of maturity to say, hey, I'm coming off of the bench and I'm going to still do my job. Norm Powell showing up off of the bench has been well. Their rotations have come together. And I also think they're looking around and they're saying, our guys are back. Mm-hmm. We have better rotations. Yep. We're bought in defensively. And we don't want to be the team that's talked about like the Golden State Warriors or any other team that says we have all this potential, but we can't piece it together. They're quietly assembling their own Avengers led by Kawhi and his production. They have a hierarchy. They have a defense. They have great coaching, and finally it seems like the chemistry has come together.
So we're back in, right?
Oh no, I'm not all the way back in.
Oh, you're back in. You're back in.
Brian, are you in?
Yeah. Chinua, let's get down to business. Let's forget about ejections and suspensions. The biggest story developing in the NBA right now is Kawhi Leonard. Look out. Look at these last few games. Look at this back-to-back. That's right. Kawhi Leonard just played in the back-to-back. Had 34 in one and 31 in the next. That's the most he's had in a back-to-back in 6 years. This is a story about Kawhi Leonard roaring back to the player he was at the end of last season, combined with the way they figured out their rotation to activate James Harden by removing him in the rotation from Russell Westbrook. The Clippers are a force, and I will give them credit. When they were starting out poorly and they lost all those games out of the gate with Harden, the leadership of that organization said, don't worry, we're going to figure it out.
Yep.
Kawhi looks great, and they're figuring it out.
Yeah, they stuck with it, and a little more flow is coming on offense. Some of those catch-and-shoot threes are actually going up now instead of like, Kawhi is Kawhi. Shout-out to Terrence Mann and Ivica Zubac for rounding out that starting five. Zu has never played better. The pick-and-roll chemistry with Harden is there.
Yep.
Don't do this to us, Clippers. Don't do it. Don't do it. If you're going to be in, stay in.
Brian, I heard, Wendy, I heard you talk about leadership. Chinua, you talked about Kawhi being the man. Zach, you talked about Terrence Mann and the rotations. It sounds like Ty Lue is doing this thing, right?
Mm.
We said that if anybody could fix this problem, it was going to be Ty Lue. And now all of a sudden it seemed like they had that coming to Jesus meeting because guys are buying into their role. And I love the addition of Daniel Tice. He has been phenomenal coming in off the bench,
yep,
bringing that energy. And also, when you have, you know, when you have a guy like Daniel Tice, Zubac got to be on his best stuff. Iron sharpens iron. Because Ty Lue is not going to be able to be afraid to rock up with Daniel Tice, you know, to close out games, especially if he's bringing it.
Yeah, but to Zach's point, that two-man game with Harden, it's been looking nice
lately.
We got an interesting matchup, though, for the Clippers tomorrow. They take on the Golden State Warriors. So still to come on NBA Today, what kind of suspension should Draymond Green expect after last night's ejection? And how do the Warriors handle all of this? We discuss coming up. Plus, Luka Doncic. I mean, did you see what he did last night against LeBron James and the Lakers? Find out why the 24-year-old, he was the one feeling like the old man after that game? Okay. And we've got the first ever meeting between Victor Wembanyama and LeBron James. What lessons can Wemby learn from LeBron about living up to giant rookie expectations? NBA Today, we'll be right back.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's Amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
LeBron James. Oh, there's an elf on the shelf. And the Lakers in Dallas facing Luka Doncic and the Mavs. 44 minutes for Luka in the win. Second night of a back-to-back here. Remember, no Kyrie Irving in this one.
Is that Luka or Dame? No, that's Braun shooting the tray ball.
I feel like that, he took that celebration, though. And then Davis pulling up. The question, Perk, was whether or not there was going to be any hangover from the in-season tournament for the Los Angeles Lakers. They stayed close through three quarters.
Darvin Ham said he wanted AD shoot more threes. AD, take more threes. Make more threes.
Going ahead to the fourth quarter here. Mavs down two.
See,
watch Luka.
This is just cheap. That's a whoop. Like, when you make a pass like that, the player on the other side that's catching it to shoot, you got to make the shot.
I didn't take enough physics classes to talk about this pass.
It's so much great energy.
It doesn't even make sense. And, of course, Dante Exum knocks it down. But LeBron, full steam ahead.
Oh, come here, young fella. Tomato chest to the lane.
All tied up now. Dallas by three. Kicks it out to the corner. Exum once again. You know that's good.
Holding the corners. Creating space for Luka to operate and get downhill. Great job by Luka. Trusting his teammates. Look at the young fella lively snatching the screws out the rim.
Luka had 33 points, 17 assists. But watch this three from Austin Reeves. It rattled all the way around Texas before it went down.
Yeah, it definitely was around Texas. It actually touched me in Houston.
Lakers cut into the Mavericks lead here. 4-point lead at this point. But once again,
holding them corners.
Exum, 26 points, 7 of 9 from 3. Hey, Luka, how are you feeling after this back-to-back?
Yeah, I don't know how I played. I slept very little today. Everything hurts. I'm getting old, man. But, you know, we got two back-to-back wins, which is amazing, especially against a team like Lakers. So I'm really proud of these guys.
You know, you're so high on the, you know, the semifinals and the finals of the in-season tournament, and then have to, you know, get back to the regular season. You know, it takes a mental focus and a mental approach, and I think AD and I handled it well.
So Luka's 2-0 against the Lakers this season, but Brian, what makes this matchup so challenging for the Lakers?
Well, it's really tough on the Lakers when they double-team like they did against Tyrese Halliburton, and instead of the Pacers missing, they shot 22% from three, that the Mavericks shot 48%. I don't think that they would change anything other than not have Dante Exum have one of the greatest shooting games of his career. But, you know, the Lakers, I think, like the way that they play. I think the challenge for them is, can they have enough offense when they play a defensive-first lineup? In this game, they did. They scored 125 points. They just ran into a hot shooting team. I think they would take the results of the way they played the last two games all year long and live with it. But I do think that over the long haul, they, you know, having to decide between putting their offensive first team and their defensive first team out there will continue to challenge Darvin Ham.
Yeah, because the question, or the conversation rather, Tanae, coming out of the in-season tournament was, look at the length. Look at the length of the wings that the Lakers have and how successful they were on Tyrese Halliburton. But then Luka comes in and all of a sudden it's different.
Yeah, I said yesterday that Luka Doncic sees double teams in his dreams, and their dreams are not nightmares because he handles them so well. Luka Doncic is doubled, almost double the amount of any other player in the NBA, and he knows how to manage them. Watch this play right here. He draws to, I mean, Lively finishes, what, around 70% from the rim? This is an automatic bucket from the extension. Again here, double teamed. Typically, this could be a shot for him, but instead he has the great awareness to find Exum, as we mentioned, 7 for 9 from 3. I think the difference with Luka is that he has always committed to this idea that I'm going to trust my teammates. Mm. And I think that's the best thing that has happened to the Dallas Mavericks.
Paid off.
Because you lose someone for Kyrie Irving, right, that can knock down shots and sometimes defer your offense. But instead, time and time again, they win games, especially in the regular season, that they typically are not expected to, because he absolutely trusts his teammates and is willing to make that pass. And then sometimes he can take over and score. And so it's him consistently seeing the double teams, managing them, trusting his teammates. You have to give him credit for that.
Luka's a genius. He's a genius. Like, the Lakers' biggest problem last night was that Luka Doncic is awesome. Like, that was their big problem. I just want to bookmark a couple little things, though, for when Kyrie Irving comes back that we saw last night. Give me this kind of two-man game. That's Hardaway, but, like, when it's Kyrie Irving and you get a little guy on you, like Austin Reeves, a smaller guy, is this daddy ball perk? Does this count as daddy ball, just kind of taking him down low like
that? Yeah, anytime you put the shoulder right between the sternum, that's
a way that Kyrie and Luka can work together and get the offense flowing a little bit when Kyrie is back, and Kyrie can flare out of that for threes and drives, and here's more daddy ball. And this dude right here, look, he's on one right now, Dante Exum.
Yeah.
He's making a case to start when the Mavs are healthy. And if he can hit enough threes, he's not going to shoot 7 of 9 every game, but if he can hit 40% from the corners, he's big, he's rangy, he kind of makes those little connecting passes, they might have something cooking here.
Yeah, because we came out of last season sort of wondering, all right, what exactly are the Dallas Mavericks going to be? They did not live up to expectations, missing the playoffs entirely last season. And now, all of a sudden, it's like, okay, these are flashes of what we expected to see from the Dallas Mavericks with the personnel they have. We are going to get into the Lakers a little bit later on our show. Still to come on NBA Today, though, back to our top story. Draymond Green, he was kicked out of another game. So is a major suspension coming? New details from within an imploding dynasty. Those answers coming up next.
Seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
You're watching NBA Today, presented by ESPN Bet.
Revisiting our top story of the day, Warriors forward Draymond Green was issued a flagrant 2 last night for striking Suns center Jusuf Nurkić. It was the third ejection of the season for Green, the last resulting, remember, in a 5-game suspension. So here was Draymond after the incident.
As you know, I'm not one to apologize for things I meant to do, but I do apologize to Jusuf because I didn't intend to hit him. I sell calls with my arms. I don't fall or to sell a call, not proper. So I was just selling the car because he was grabbing me and pulling my hip back. So I spun away, and unfortunately, I hit him. Of course, I need to be there for us to win. I understand that, which is why I haven't been arguing with refs since I've been back. I haven't done any of those things because I do understand that. You know, I haven't gotten into it with any players since I've been back because I do understand that. Unfortunately, bad luck. Trying to draw a foul, and I made contact with him. But this ain't those same things.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Now joined by longtime NBA front office executive Scott Perry. Scott, you also know Draymond Green incredibly well. What's your reaction to this entire debacle?
First of all, I was extremely disappointed when I saw this. You know, we had just talked about Draymond a week or so ago. And to see this kind of non-basketball action take place again, it's not good for him. It's not good for his team. It's not good for the game. And, you know, what I would say to him again, and I messaged him the last time, Draymond, and I use his own words against him or on him. You play for your teammates. You said that. It's about the team. Winning is important. Your legacy is important. This action takes away from all of that. And so, boy, it puts everybody in a difficult situation, starting with himself. And again, just extremely disappointed when I saw this take place last night.
Perk, he got 5 games when he put Rudy Gobert in that chokehold. How many games do you expect him to get this time?
At least 25.
You think he's going to get the same amount as Ja Morant?
Why not? I mean, he's literally putting his hands on people. One could say assault if you want to take it to another level. He choked a guy out. Hold on. He choked a guy out. He literally swung back and knocked Nurkic almost out. What are we talking about right now? Now, listen, I understand the incident, and I'm not about to dive into the Ja Morant details, but Ja Morant actually didn't hurt anyone, right? He did not hurt anyone. Am I agreeing with his actions? No. But Draymond Green is physically hurting people on the floor right now. And he's not even three weeks, I believe, removed from what he just done to Rudy Gobert. So think about what he's done just this year. Forget last year and the year before. Think about this year. I saw last night with Jamal Crawford, and Jamal Crawford has nothing negative to say about anybody that plays the game of basketball. He said, Draymond Green, this is bad for the game. This is bad for the game, all across the board.
I would not say 25. Yeah. I'm definitely in on 10. Just because he got 5-game suspension for the last incident, you have to show that they increase. And we're going to have to judge him based on, like you said, 3 ejections, I believe, in about 3 weeks. I don't think his legacy has changed in the fact that when you win 4 championships, you're a Hall of Famer. But I do think the way we talk about players when they're done playing, this is what he will be remembered for. He'll still be a Hall of Famer, but he'll be remembered for how he approached the game towards the end. I think that this is a breaking point for the Warriors. Yeah. It's a breaking point for Draymond Green. I know we're talking about how we know players. I would tell this to Draymond. I've known Draymond since I was 20 years old. We both played on the World University Games together. I say he's a friend. I say he's even part of my basketball family. But I would say, like, this is just not tolerated. I mean, this is different from the rest. People give you passes. People give you the benefit of the doubt. I, myself, have done that. But at this point, that was a non-basketball play. This is becoming a part of your history.
Yep.
You're hurting your team. You're hurting the game. And knowing also Steph, and Steph is one of the best humans we all know as well, and he's not someone to really speak on issues. We've seen even in last year in the playoffs, when he gets emotionally charged up to galvanize the squad, like, let's win. This is, I know he's probably said things before, but like the only person I think that can fix this is Steph and say that this is intolerable for how we approach, and if we're going to try to salvage not only our legacy as a unit, this big three that we just saw them all sign the, you know, uniforms and the jerseys, but like Steph is, to me, the only person that can get through, because he's the one who's doing his job and he's the person he cares about.
What is Draymond Green's favorite line when he goes up there? Scott, you talk about a lot of things. You said, mention one line. He always mentioned badge of honor, right? How many times we have, I wear it on my shoulder proudly. I wear it with pride. You're not wearing this with pride. You're not representing the organization or the NBA with pride. Like, Draymond Green is a leader, was a leader of the NBA. No matter how people want to look at it, guys looked up to Draymond Green across the league. Guys looked up to him as a big brother. And guys ain't viewing him right now like that.
Yeah. No. And you're right, Perk. He's lost that status around the league. And he may be struggling with that, too. You know, knowing these actions have caused that, and he's brought it upon himself. I'm just, you know, hopeful somewhere deep inside of himself that he's going to really sit back once and for all and reflect and say, look, I can't keep doing this to myself. I can't keep damaging the game. I can't keep damaging my teammates. He's got to decide it. I know we're saying that Steph and others can talk to him, but Draymond Green is a smart enough young man that he can do figure this out himself if he is willing to do that.
But, Zach, didn't we just say that when he got suspended about five games?
We just had this discussion. Look, Perk, 25 games, respectfully, big fella, that's a little off the rails. And to say John Morant didn't hurt anybody, I think misses the point of that whole situation. But that's a discussion for another day.
But it is a discussion. It could be for another day, but it is a discussion.
If we want it to be. Well,
exactly.
Look, Draymond, it's just, you use the word intolerable, Chiney. If he's suspended for 5+ games, he will have missed half the games due to suspension or ejection. Half. That is intolerable for your team. And I'll say it again. I thought it was telling last night that there was no move to defend Draymond Green.
Yep.
The bench sat there, and you could just see it on their face. Here we go again. Steve Kerr just said, we need him. Next question. There's a level of resignation and sadness within the organization and around the league because what should be one of the all-time great stories of a 35th pick in the draft. The Warriors had the 30th pick. They picked Festus Ezeli over him.
Yeah.
Made himself into an all-time defender and an all-time unique player. Yep. An archetypal player. People would say, we got to find our Draymond Green. Where's the next Draymond Green? Right. The ultimate small ball center. And now this is how his career is winding down, maybe too strong. It's just sad. And I think the Warriors are sitting around today like almost helpless. Like we don't really know what to do or what's next.
At the end of the day, he is a second round pick who, like Draymond Green, no, we did not see this coming for Draymond, that one of the best defensive players that we have ever seen. The word prototype is so appropriate. And the question now of whether this is going to be the second sentence in 10 or 15 years when you talk about Draymond Green and his body of work and his legacy, that is a very real reality that we're facing down. But also, the Golden State Warriors have very pressing questions that they need to answer about how they want to move forward as an organization. And we're going to get into that just a little bit later in our show. Still to come on NBA Today, two number one picks. They were drafted 20 years apart. Victor and LeBron, they face off tonight. But who had the better rookie season? We're going to show you that next.
How much pressure do you feel?
There's no pressure. There's no pressure at all.
Are you serious?
He's the best high school player I've ever seen.
He was on the cover last year of Sports Illustrated.
Someday, there could be another one that could be compared to me.
There's no hype with this. This is fact.
Simply the greatest draft prospect in the history of the NBA.
I'm not going to be surprised by all this attention. It would mean that I'm satisfied with it, and I'm not.
Watching Victor Wembanyama, what would you tell him?
I knew that I belonged in the greatest league in the world, but I didn't know what to expect.
He's going through it right now. The most important thing, stay true to the game. Work your butt off.
I know I got a lot to show.
He's for sure a generational talent.
The first matchup between LeBron James and Victor Wembanyama. Brian, we have been building up to this matchup since Victor burst onto the scene. What stands out to you now that it's almost here?
That Victor's mom was 6 months pregnant when LeBron had his debut. I mean, that is absolutely crazy. And that these two guys are two of the headliners in the NBA at the same time. It's crazy. And it's something, you know, it meant so much to Victor when LeBron called him an alien last year. He started drawing little alien faces when he would sign autographs. It was like an honor that LeBron would give him that moniker. There's even though they don't know each other and they grew up a continent apart, there's a special connection between the two of them.
I certainly cannot wait to see. But here's the deal. One matchup between these two, it's simply not enough. You can tip off your weekend with our star-studded NBA Friday doubleheader. LeBron and the in-season tournament champ Lakers take on Victor Wembanyama and the Spurs again on Friday at 7:30 Eastern. Then Devin Booker and the Suns host Julius Randle and the Knicks. Coverage begins with NBA Countdown at 7 Eastern on ESPN and the app. Another game we have tonight, we have a rematch of the in-season tournament semifinal, the Pacers, the Bucks. This one is in Indiana. The over-under for this one is 258.5, the highest for any game since 1991. So it's time now for Setting the Pick, brought to you by ESPN Bet, the official sports book of ESPN. Kendrick Perkins, who you got in this one?
I got the home team.
Tyrese Halliburton.
Yeah, Tyrese Halliburton.
All right, Zach.
Bucks, watch the tournament loss out of their taste out of their mouths.
I thought you were going to put up antlers.
Bucks.
Okay.
Battle of the IST heartbrokens. I'm going with the Bucks, especially with how Giannis is.
So. All right, two Bucks, one Pacers. Who are you picking? Get the ESPN Bet app and get started. New customers can get $200 in bonus bets once they place their first sportsbook bet with ESPN Bet. Next on NBA Today, we're going to take you inside the Warriors' locker room after Draymond's ejection and looming suspension. Are the Warriors at a boiling point? That's coming up in 60 seconds.
NBA Today is presented by ESPN Bet, the official sports book of ESPN.
Welcome back to NBA Today. We are revisiting our top story with our Golden State Warriors reporter, Kendra Andrews, who's joining us in studio. So, Kendra, at the top of our show, Adrian Wojnarowski said that Draymond Green, he's going to be suspended. At this point, it's just a matter of how many games. So for the Golden State Warriors, what happens next here?
You guys, the locker room last night after that game was so bleak. It was so empty. It was so quiet. There was just no people in there. There's a lot of frustration from every angle with Draymond not being able to be on the court, with Klay Thompson and Andrew Wiggins, with the starting lineup struggling so much.
Yeah.
They say, well, we can't just talk about it anymore. We have to be about change. We saw that first change last night when Klay Thompson and Andrew Wiggins were both benched, you guys, in the fourth quarter. So moving forward, what do we expect? We expect more more Jonathan Kuminga. We expect more Moses Moody. We expect more Brandon Pajemski. Less Wiggins, less Thompson. The young guys and Stephen Curry, that's what the Warriors are leaning on right now.
It seems like they've realized that what has worked in the past, it's just not working anymore. So, Perk, where do you think they go?
Did you just say Les Thompson? Remember when I said trade him? And here's the thing. Klay is finished. It's believed that I really believe this. Klay need a new start. I believe if Klay is in another situation, we will see the best version of Klay. That's what I'm saying. Like, get him to a new destination like the Philadelphia 76ers.
I think it's more resetting the expectations for Klay Thompson. I think the pressure of his contract situation makes it feel like you have to invest way more in him and he has to invest way more in himself. So I'm not saying trade him. If you also know the Golden State Warriors, you know Draymond, you know Klay, you know Steph. You know that they ride for each other. They're loyal for each other. They're not going to just trade him just because it's an inconvenient stretch or an inconvenient situation. I think it's just more the realistic expectations of where you are. You're forced to that reality you're in the league.
Yeah, but you're not.
I personally had to exit the starting lineup to go to the bench myself. I was a number one pick.
No, but it's not time for Klay to do that.
No, it's not. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that you have to have realistic expectations so that you get the maximized roster for the Warriors.
So short of trading Klay, which I just, you know, I don't see that happening right now. Correct me if I'm wrong.
What's the trade?
The minutes of the role play.
And that's what the Warriors are having to do. When you look at this team right now, they look old, frankly. They look slow. When you put JK out there, when you put Moses Moody,
they bring a dynamic that other guys aren't providing right now, and that's what you're going to see a lot of moving forward.
But that's not, like, that all sounds great,
right?
And maybe it'll work a little bit. That's not getting you into the championship picture.
Putting Stephen Curry out there with a group of 22-year-olds isn't the winning recipe for this team.
Right.
To stay afloat right now, especially if Draymond Green is suspended for a large amount of games, what other options does this team have right now?
Can we see some of those lineups? So I'm curious, Brian, what you think of. We're talking about down the stretch of the game last night. We had Klay benched, Wiggins benched.
Looney benched.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's why this kneecapped Steve Kerr, because they were just going to a small lineup with Draymond at center. This is like the worst possible time. He'd been mulling this over for a long time. He makes the change, and now Draymond is out. It's terrible timing for what they were trying to do.
So from here, if you're Golden State, they're right here in Los Angeles tomorrow night facing a Clippers team that we talked about earlier is playing incredibly well. Your solution, Zach, for now, without knowing the suspension?
You just got to find it from within, because there's no other option right now.
Pass to Steph and spread the minutes.
Pass to Steph and spread the minutes. We will have more on Draymond Green and his suspension tomorrow on NBA Today.